Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
As it relates to the President of the United States, I just need...
Whoa!
Are you kidding me?
Wow!
We just... What?
Has anyone cleaned off the crate? Has it been cleaned? Has it been sterilized?
Has the crate... been disinfected? I got a problem on my hands, and Stugatz literally has a problem on his hands in that Stugatz has used an entire bottle of hand sanitizer already simply because I yelled at him because he touched a doorknob. This, as thousands of people gather together, not social distancing, and Mike runs in here in a panic right now. To press a button, and now we're no longer 6 feet apart as I wear a mask and Stugatz wears two masks. And so what do we have here? Did I sound terrible at the beginning?
I'm going to go about this without wearing a mask. I'm more concerned about the magic crate and whether or not it's been cleaned off. I am currently cleaning it off. I am not opening that thing until I clean it off. So
it's an odd time to decide to start doing the show wearing a mask. I understand you're 6 feet apart from Stugatz and you feel a little uncomfortable, but now's a really weird time to commit to the mask over the microphone.
No, because I have to commit to the mask over the microphone because we're 6 feet apart, but almost exactly 6 feet apart, and this stuff travels by air, and Stugatz seems unsanitary. He's got a werewolf beard that climbs up to his eyes, and like I told you, I yelled at him because the first thing he did when he came in here was grab a doorknob, and then he used our entire week's supply of hand sanitizer on his hands, and now there's none left for the magic crate of content. What's in the magic crate of content? Is there anything in there? We haven't been in here in 3 months.
I mean, COVID-19, probably.
Okay, very good. Reach in there and see what it is that the question
is. My guess is after 3 months, the bacteria is probably given out.
Mike has been a mess all morning. He's been here since 7 a.m. because everything is upside down here. We will try and include Chris and Tony and Roy and Billy where we can and how we can. It's complicated. We're going to have to relearn how to do the show all over again. What is in the magic crate of contents, Stugatz? You have opened up the box. What's in there? Is there anything in there?
There are, it looks like, three questions, two batteries, and some sort of remote control that could use batteries.
Okay.
And COVID.
Okay, so pick one of those and tell me.
You want the COVID?
No, I don't want the COVID. Just throw it over here. Throw it. I don't know how this works. It might, if I touch something that he has touched, well, he just sanitized
it. Who was the last one to touch this?
No, it was 3 months ago. They can't live in that box for that long.
It can't live in there for 3 months.
It can't.
We don't know enough.
Well, that's true.
This is a nightmare scenario.
I got to throw it. Hold on.
You're the biggest hypochondriac I know. This is, he's wishing he didn't get approved.
I just threw him a piece of paper and hold on. I have to put hand sanitizer on. Okay.
What song is in your head right now?
Ooh. Home, Chris Daughtry.
Honestly, it's a $10,000 pyramid.
Oh, that is. That would make sense that would be the song in your head. Mine, weirdly, was Sweet Home Alabama. I don't know why, but that's it. It was just in there. I can't really go to the group on this just yet. I'm not comfortable. Let's see how this works. Billy, the first one, I want to talk to about what song is in your head, because we don't know how any of this works. I'm wearing a mask. As I said, Stugatz is wearing two ESPN-issued masks, one over his mouth, the other over his eyes. He looks weirdly like a duck. Billy, what can you tell me about what song is in your head right now, this minute?
Ooh, it's Fireball by Pitbull, no doubt.
It always is it not? Yes. And now if I were to go to Tony, let's see if we go around the horn here very slowly as we learn the rhythms and the chemistry, and we learn how to walk again, really. We are basically somebody who hasn't had use of his legs for 3 months. I put on pants for the first time today in 3 months. Put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Have you put on pants in 3 months?
Were they snug?
They were not snug. I have not gained weight.
Lies.
Because mine are a little tight. I got to be honest with you.
Put this on the poll as well, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Were your pants snug when you put them on today? Tony, what song right now is inside your head bouncing around?
My mind's playing tricks on me by the Ghetto Boys.
Wow, nice.
Interesting.
That's a little bit old school. Yeah. How about you, Chris Cody? If I go to you and I ask you the song that is in your head, you say what?
Ever since draft night, Dan, it's been Miami has the Dolphins.
Oh, for the love of God. I don't see Roy here on my computer. I'm going to assume Roy is out there somewhere.
Yeah, you got to switch to gallery view.
Yeah, I'm not going to do
He's
that.
He's there. I see him.
It's
there.
Very easy,
I'm not, Dan. No, I'm not touching anything in here.
What?
Because the whole place smells like Chris Cody's beef stroganoff from 3 months ago. Like, I'm not touching anything. I'm scared of touching. I
guarantee you can go to Roy. Just go to gallery.
I am going to spend the entire show like a peaceful protester with my hands up in the air the entire show so I don't have to touch anything. Roy, what is the song that is in your head right now?
Yeah, the theme song to the show Umizoomi. That's what Claire's watching.
Yeah, of course. Right. It's always something that Claire is watching. So a lot of things happened since the last time we were on, Stugatz. And I just hope that the NFL, it's a change of heart instead of merely a change of course. You have heard me talk for a while about the fact that they seem to be more interested in the public relations than the relations. But we're going to have the young people who basically – risk their jobs to make Roger Goodell take a U-turn on everything the NFL is doing. And now they've got the thing they didn't want. Now they've got the president of the United States doing what he told Jerry Jones was a winning position for him, just telling people to stand up in front of the flag and respect the flag.
Right.
Now, because, I mean, you got Donald Trump by name. This is not a month after having Roger Goodell on the call to open the economy when he talked to all the sports commissioners. Now he's coming after Roger Goodell on Twitter, he's tweeting like a maniac, like more than he ever has in his presidency.
There was one day that he did 200 tweets.
And one of the things that he's done, and look, I don't care what anyone else thinks. This is the behavior of someone who's scared. Like he's just firing off in every direction, and he'll take down anybody. And so now Roger Goodell, who has been good to the league, Roger Goodell has been good to the president, has been aligned with the president in terms of punishing guys for their beliefs. The NFL has led in the wrong direction for a long time. And while that was an amazing about face, Stugatz, I don't trust it.
Right.
I trust 4 years of behavior more than I trust 40 seconds of behavior.
Okay.
I don't trust that they will actually continue down the path with ownership support, because it's one thing for Goodell to want it. Goodell has pretty consistently wanted some things that he can't get done because he's a shield for these owners and they pay him very well to be a shield. You do not hear from these owners. These owners are not saying things in front of cameras. These owners hide in the shadows. The money hides in the shadows. But somebody pressed the button on Roger Goodell needing to say something, and the stunning part of the statement is, we were wrong.
Yes.
That was the stunning sentence to see. Now, I don't know the legality of whether he has to keep Colin Kaepernick's name out of his mouth because of the lawsuits and collusion. Like, I know many people were looking for where's Kaepernick's name on this.
They didn't get it, right.
But I don't understand the legality of what he has to be careful with there, because it's a mammoth collusion suit that they can lose, I imagine, if...
Well, they settled, and it's probably one of the terms of the settlement.
No, but I have heard that they settled, and then there are ways to reopen it if other things happen. Like, yeah. that it's been settled, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily over.
I would bet $1 million that the reason why you didn't hear Colin Kaepernick's name is because lawyers advise them such.
That would make a lot of sense. So bear with us here. We're going to try and figure out how to do the show today. We're back in the studio.
You need to see what or hear what for you to be convinced. Oh, it's going to be time.
It's actions. It's not anything you say. Like, they've gone wherever the wind blows. This is still listening to their white customers. This is still that.
Right.
It took the white people to protest before they changed course. The black people been protesting. Like, the black employees in that league, the black bodies that have been breaking for him have been protesting. It's still to appease the white customers. It's just that public opinion has shifted.
ESPN Radio is presented. I'm right in my throat. I mean.
You sound bad, yeah.
I know. And I was speaking fine for months.
You want to give it a good throat clear? No, but you can actually use a cough button.
No, I didn't want to.
You don't want to touch it?
No. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they are making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more today at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. The U.S. Soccer Federation's Board of Directors is considering the possible repeal of its policy requiring national team players to stand during the national anthem. Adrian Peterson, without a doubt, will be taking a knee during the national anthem to protest racial injustice, and he expects to be joined by several NFL players. Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom. Now Casper is offering free contactless delivery and, as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com for more information. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. The U.S. Soccer Federation's Board of Directors is considering the possible repeal of its policy requiring national team players to stand during the national anthem. Adrian Peterson, quote, without a doubt, will be taking a knee during the national anthem to protest racial injustice, and he expects to be joined by several NFL players. And finally, Elmer Fudd will not have a gun in HBO Max's Looney Tunes reboot. Times, they are changing, Dana.
I understand why some people might fear an overcorrection. I do. There are some precedents being set right now, and I understand those who might be a little afraid and uncomfortable because there has been a pretty seismic overcorrection.
He's a hunter, but I think he can pull this off with a net.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you could feel threatened for your safety.
Who hunts with a net? I mean,
he's trying to wrangle a rabbit. Honestly, the gun that he was carrying around is a little bit excessive, considering. But also, Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd, proportionally, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
The PGA Tour is back, Michael.
Oh, tell me, are we getting the Valero?
No, we're getting the Memorial.
I'll take it.
That's great. Download the DraftKings app and use code DAN to get a free shot at the $1 million top prize with your first deposit. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for all the details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So you know how the Me Too movement snuck up on people and all of a sudden all men in power had to start doing an inventory of their behavior over the last decade, two decades, three decades. What you have happening right now in America, not dissimilarly, is when you have an LA Galaxy player losing his job because of racist tweets from his wife. when you have a situation, we mentioned those Buffalo soldiers, where a photographer is sitting there telling you that he was bothered by the way that police treated him. And right. This was a photographer that had worked in Hong Kong and said that it was worse here, the way that rifles were pointed at his head. And throughout sports, you have Michael Bradley, the U.S. soccer, national soccer midfielder that most of you hate because he's not very good, not because of his politics, because he's too slow. He's calling Trump completely empty and saying he doesn't have a moral bone in his body. Iowa is under it because their strength coach, I believe he's the highest paid strength coach in America, and I'd have a hard time believing that Kirk Ferentz doesn't know what's going on with his strength coach, but he's under it now because some players have accused him of mistreating them.
21 seasons with Kirk Ferentz, $800,000 a year makes him the highest paid strength and conditioning coach in America. Yes.
The Minneapolis mayor is sitting in on a protest and is booed out of there in a way that was uncomfortable to watch because of what's happening with this overcorrection. I don't know if you saw, it was just amazing to watch on Facebook a Jacksonville Naval Academy alumni board member. I don't know if you heard about this, but accidentally while watching television with his wife, they triggered their Facebook Live, and you could just hear a lot of racist commentary without them knowing.
Right.
And then at the end of like the 33 minutes, the camera, they realize that they've been on here, and you see the camera shift to a cream colored couch, and you just hear the perfect word to punctuate that video, which is oops. You just see,
whoops.
Yeah, you hear at the end of it, oops.
Should we be laughing?
I mean, private is no longer private. Yes, we should be laughing. We're going to find the ways to laugh. I'll get to this Dana White thing at some point today. I cannot.
Oh, please
I,
do.
I just can't believe. I can't believe that we're in a situation where he doesn't realize that I was complaining about how he's paying his fighters, and now he wants to fight while lowballing me and saying there will be no negotiation. Like, he's doing the same thing I'm complaining about. He's doing the same thing that led us here. Like, Dana, I know you've lost that much at a blackjack table on a bad Las Vegas night. Like, let's go. I mean, this is exactly what he does to his fighters. He fights with all of his fighters. Yep. And he's losing his marquee guys and telling them to sit out the sport because he's lowballing. So we'll get to that at some point as well.
Geico has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Home Insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Howard Bryant going to join us in just a minute here on the Shell Penzo Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Kevin Durant told ESPN's The Undefeated on Friday that he will not debut for the Brooklyn Nets during the 2019-2020 NBA season after it resumes next month. As the NBA continues to prepare for its season to the court next month in Orlando, it has determined that the order in the standings will be determined by winning percentage. Meanwhile, teams who won't make the playoffs are discussing possible joint workouts. And finally, scientists have reported getting so high on the nitrous oxide emitted by penguin poo that it actually made them ill. the levels of nitrous oxide, more commonly known as laughing gas, given off by the colony's excrement, was about 100 times higher than in a fertilized field.
Excrement.
What did I say?
Excrement.
I don't think I said that. I definitely said that. But I think that's how it's written.
Oh, for the love of God. Here we go again.
I mean, who do I find? What happens here? Roy?
No, you're fined. You're fined for blaming someone other than yourself.
You might want to check the copy first. I mean.
Spell it. Spell it how it's spelled.
E-X-C-R-E-T-M-E-N-T.
Roy, I think that one is on you.
I totally lied. I have $5, right?
That was so good. You fooled me. You are such a ninja liar that you fooled me. And, of course, the punishments went straight to the black man.
$5 me, okay? Roy, I got your fines for life. How about that?
Oh, knock it off.
Excrement was about 100 times higher than in a fertilized field. Professor Bo Elberling? I have no idea. I'm asking. He's from the University of Copenhagen. Said the truly intense amount of nitrous oxide exhumed was enough to send someone completely cuckoo. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol Shaving Cream. That's Barbasol Shaving Cream, an American classic for over 100 years. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the night.
He's an ESPN senior writer. He's been doing a good job for a long time, and you could check out his latest story for All Black Lives That Suddenly Matter to the NFL, one name that still doesn't, Colin Kaepernick. He's been in contact with Colin Kaepernick. We'll get to that with Howard Bryant in a second. And thank you for joining us, Howard. I'm just curious on the micro here before we get started with what you're writing. Are you marveling like I am at what's just happening at our company in terms of the way that people are allowed to now speak freely? And it feels like there's a situation where television feels a little different because there's the absence of sports. We need the content. America is upside down. And all of a sudden, we here at ESPN, Howard Bryant's been saying this stuff for a long, long time, but now he's being joined by a whole lot of people.
Well, I was going to say, I was still laughing at the wacky dames and excrement, but I am stunned in some ways and other ways sort of unsurprised. I mean, we go where the story goes, but I sort of felt like a coach who got fired and still has a year left on his deal, right? I mean, this is part of the story, right? This is part of what we've been talking about, who gets listened to and who doesn't get listened to, whose voice has value, who doesn't. One of the things that we talked about a couple years ago was whether or not the NFL was actually listening to only the fans who disagreed. What about that entire subset of fans who supported Colin Kaepernick? Why hasn't there been room for everybody? Is there any real documentation that the world's going to collapse if he plays football or if we actually talk about other points of view? And it's been a phenomenal sea change over the past couple of weeks. I'm telling you, I really believed I thought that I had fallen down the stairs, ended up in a coma, and woke up and nobody told me. I mean, on Monday morning, I'm getting text messages from friends all over the place. Hey, anything I can do to help? And I'm like, what happened?
Well, this has been funny. No, but Howard, this has been funny because I was talking with Bomani and Dominique about this. They were saying it's like white people are scared to be themselves around us.
I get a call from another friend of mine saying, hey, anything I can do, I'm here for you. I'm like, what happened? I literally went onto the internet to find, did something happen in this town? Did I miss something? I get another text, I'm like, hey, anything I can do, let me know. I'm like, all right, what happened? I mean, I got more people calling me on Monday. I had neck surgery last year and had fewer people calling me.
What did you make of Goodell, the Goodell about face? I was still surprised to hear them flatly say they were wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. I mean, the one thing I do make of it, what do we talk about, right? We talk about what do we know as journalists. First, concentrate on what we know. And what we know is, has anybody made more of a line in the sand about how they felt about protest in the NFL. I mean, they told us exactly how they feel. I don't think there's a corporation in America that was more clear about how they felt about this than the National Football League. And then to see them get on board, all of a sudden they've sort of joined the corporate wave. I mean, they're not quite Ben and Jerry's, but they've decided that we were wrong, but we're not going to mention Colin Kaepernick by name. And we were wrong, but what were we wrong? We didn't listen. Well, that's actually BS because you did listen. You listened to everybody. You just didn't listen to him. So you did a lot of listening. You listened to your white fan base. You listened to the white players. You listened to Malcolm Jenkins. You listened to Anquan Boldin. You listened to a lot of people. You didn't listen to him. So how much does it really matter if you're not going to make it right? This is like giving a guy a prison sentence, realizing the DNA exonerates him, and still leaving him in prison. So what are you going to do with this? That's sort of the question for me.
Can you explain to us? I assumed that that was legalese, that the reason that you didn't hear the name Colin Kaepernick there is because of all of the collusion stuff. Much of it settled, but stuff that can be reopened. Like, that felt like a total lawyer move to me.
It did feel like a lawyer move, but here's the thing. Are you real about it or are you not real about it? Are you worried about lawyer moves or are you worried about trying to get this right? So if you're really worried about lawyer moves, then you don't want him back in the game. If you're really serious about making some sort of substantial change, don't we all have to get in a room and say, listen, Everybody's got to do a little compromise. We messed up, Colin. Will you drop this stuff? Can we do the clean slate? Is that possible? I mean, this is really the American issue. Can you have reconciliation with no truth? Can you actually move on like everybody says they want to move on and still worry about legalese and lawyers and lawsuits? So I just feel like at some point, Like even last year with the fake tryout or whatever that thing was when I was in Atlanta last year. If they had gone to Kaepernick and gone to his team and everybody just sat in a room and tried to work this out, doesn't this get done? Or do they simply not want him? Or do you honestly believe he doesn't want to play football?
Well, you've been in contact with him, right? Howard Bryant with us, ESPN senior writer. What is he saying to you about what's happening right now?
Yeah, we were texting the other day. I mean, on Monday, my 15-year-old walks in the house and he's like, I'm going to the protest. I'm like, what protest? He's like, the one outside. Like, there's a protest outside? And so it was wild. You had a thousand white kids and my son and a few other black people out here. I live in a pretty white town. Surrounding the police station. And so they were out there and people had all their signs. Kaepernick signs and Kaepernick jerseys. And so I texted him and I sent him a message saying, You know, here's what's happening. And I sent him a video that had people with signs mentioning his name and everything. And he sent me a message back saying, absolutely, man, let's fight back. It's revolution time and the whole thing. And, you know, in the times that we've gone back and forth over the past several weeks. And there's really been no feeling whatsoever that the NFL wanted him back or that he'd been really thinking about coming back. I mean, he wants to play football. I still believe he wants to play, but I still have never gotten any sense from Cap or any sense from anybody on the NFL side that there's actual diplomacy taking place to get these two sides to get it done. And so that's why I think he's been very skeptical of any of this Black Lives Matter stuff from the NFL or any that we were wrong stuff because they haven't contacted him. They haven't said to him, hey, let's put the sword down and let's start a new chapter. And until that happens, nothing's going to happen, right?
Howard Bryant with us here on ESPN Radio. Again, ESPN senior writer. I want to go back to that admission because I'm wondering, I'm asking you here, I realize the skepticism, but don't you want that admission from the NFL? Isn't that the first step, Howard? I realize you want to see action. Will they follow through? But for now, that admission felt pretty important, did it not?
Well, I think it depends. Did it feel important? It felt different.
Right.
But let's not forget that in addition to that admission, You still have Steve Ross with the Dolphins. You still have Steve Ross with the Dolphins essentially agreeing to add more restrictions to the punishment of kneeling. You still have Jerry Jones essentially saying nobody who kneels is playing for this team. So what does that admission mean if, in real time, the players are still restricted from expressing anything, right? So that's my thing. So at one point, is it important? Sure. Is it even more important if he says yes, and I've spoken with all the owners, and they're not going to punish players who express themselves? And we recognize that the players have a right to express themselves. Now, he said that part, but he didn't say that the owners were on board. The same way they said in November with the Kaepernick trial that the commissioners behind it, but we didn't hear from any owners. So it's a collective here. So until I hear from Bob Kraft and until I hear from Jerry Jones and until I hear from the other owners that, yes, we are ready to turn the corner on this. Then I still don't trust it because he works for them, and I haven't yet seen a single owner come out and say Colin Kaepernick is welcome to play in the National Football League.
Christopher Hooks reported on Twitter, Stugatz, that 150 to 200 people were at a Black Lives Matter rally in Vidor, an East Texas town that is infamously associated with the Klan and with racism. And Bomani Jones says it maybe is the most improbable thing of my entire lifetime. What is the most improbable thing that Howard Bryant has seen in the last week?
I think the most improbable thing that I've seen in the past week has probably been the start of the conversation that suddenly we are adding this back into our coverage. I don't think it's improbable. I don't know if that's the right word, but seeing correction officers and seeing prison guards on the streets of an American city pointing weapons at other Americans, I mean, that to me hits a bar where you start to wonder if this entire thing has fallen apart.
That's the truth, man. Thank you, Howard. Appreciate your coverage. Check out his article, ESPN.com. We appreciate your time, Howard.
No, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Howard. Goosebumps, man. Every time, goosebumps. You like this song? It's America, Dan.
I do, yes.
Neil Diamond. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Such a good part. Oh, my God. This is so good, man. Underrated, Neil Diamond, right?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is Neil Diamond underrated?
Here's your SportsCenter update. Oh, God. Kevin Durant told ESPN's The Undefeated on Friday that he will not debut for the Brooklyn Nets during the 2019-2020 NBA season after it resumes next month. Can they figure this out? Durant, Irving reports this way, that way. Play or not? I guess Durant's saying he's not. And why not? If you're healthy, play. You get a chance to win a title. Your first one. As the NBA continues to prepare for its return to the court next month in Orlando, it has determined that the order in the standings will be determined by winning percentage. Meanwhile, teams who won't make the playoffs are discussing possible joint workouts. And finally, authorities in India say a troop of monkeys attacked a medical official and stole blood samples belonging to patients who had tested positive for the coronavirus. Earlier this week, a lab technician at a state-run medical college in Meerut was walking across campus when some, oh boy, rhesus macaques snatched away blood samples that the lab tech was carrying that came from the COVID-19 patients who are undergoing treatment. Eyewitnesses reported seeing a monkey chewing on one of the sample collection kits while sitting at the top of a tree. In addition, the monkey left parts of the stolen kit scattered on the ground, concerning local officials. These days, it's good to be prepared. That includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Stugatz's weekend observations are going to be in about 10 minutes. We will have those weekend observations. And then, as we said, we will have a couple of the guys in the NFL offices who helped make the video, risk their jobs, really, one would imagine. We will have them on at noon Eastern. But the way that we're doing the show right now is a bit discombobulated. We got me and Stugatz in one studio, Mike Ryan by himself in a hermetically sealed bubble in another studio,
right.
And Chris and Tony and Roy and Billy are on Zoom from home, and I know they're going to laugh at this because in coming back to the studio, we were all scared about the beef stroganoff that Chris Cody left in the studio about 3 months ago, and Stugatz, because there hasn't been a whole lot of people here, Stugatz just came into the room laughing, okay, where I could hear his muffled laughter from behind a mask, and this is what he said. This is a quote. Anybody who sticks their hand in that bucket of candy deserves whatever they get after that. Because that bucket of cheap, crappy candy has been there for a long time, and he is so very right. And the only way it would have been funnier is if he had looked at me and I had a bunch of candy in my mouth.
Things keep happening, man. I'm not used to this. Where my hand was halfway in, I'm like, whoops.
Oh, wait. So wait a minute. We've gotten better at the not touching of the face, right? Hell, Billy stopped biting his nails. Like, people have actually consciously gotten better. Billy's nails are longer than they've ever been. Let me see that hand. Billy, if your nails, tell me what happened here. You got immediately, fear made it so that your nails grew because you immediately got good at keeping your hands away from your face.
Oh man, Dan, look at these bad boys. The last time I didn't bite my nails these long was one for my engagement, which was weird because I wasn't going to take a picture of my hand. And then two, like for wedding pictures, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to bite my nails because I'm sure there's going to be pictures of our rings and stuff. So let me have them look. But look at these bad boys. Look at this. And I didn't even have to use that like no bite nail polish that I had to use last time because I don't want these things anywhere near my mouth.
I'm a big nail biter as well. And so I've done the same thing and did it early on. What I have noticed here is when clipping the nails, Bill, it is hard for me as a righty to clip my right hand with the left hand. Very difficult because I usually just bite my nails and that's how I clip my nails. But now holding the nail clipper in my left hand, trying to trim the right hand is a very difficult thing. I can't do it.
It's a good point by Stugatz. As someone who's a new owner of nails on his fingers, it's a strange process to clip your nails because I feel like I'm just undoing all of the progress that I had made. And I see like the white thing and I'm like, I want to keep the white thing, but I'm scratching myself every time I touch my face. Also, aren't you left-handed? What are you talking about being a righty?
I'm a lefty only in certain things. When I play golf, I'm a lefty. When I play baseball, I throw righty, but I bat lefty. So, you know, when I play hockey, I'm a lefty. Lacrosse, lefty, but I throw a football righty. Weird.
I also don't believe that you bite your nails. Like, you tried to do this with Kenny Chesney when we were with him at Radio Row. Yeah. He was talking about being a nail biter, and you're like, oh, my God, I've been a nail biter my entire life. Look, look, look. And your nails were the longest nails I've ever seen. So I regularly see your hands on TV, and it always looks like you need to trim your nails. Why do you think you're a nail biter?
I mean, I feel I am. Well, listen.
Okay, there it is. No. Don't say anything else. It was just the magical Stugatz pivot where you got stuck. Just be quiet. Just please be quiet.
I was trying to
just
fit
please,
in with Chesney.
Just please be quiet. Just please, please be quiet. You did the listen. You threw your hands, which with very long nails, as they've been the entire time I've known you. The entire time I've known you, you have never once bitten your nails. Your nails are always long and disgusting. You look like one of those Guinness World Book of World Record people that have curly Q French fry nails. Like, you have never bitten your nail. I don't know why you feel the need to lie about these things.
I was wondering how long it would take for you to grow tired of me after not seeing me for 3 months, and I realized it took about 90 minutes.
I know, 30, what are we looking at? Yeah, about 98 minutes is what it's taken.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
I missed you.
Stugatz's weekend observations. I've not missed your lies.
What?
Mike Ryan, you should see Mike Ryan dancing around at the studio like LeBron, you know, pushing down on air because Billy has successfully, seamlessly made his way into the show without any microphone problems, able to just talk when we're looking at him, is doing jazz hands with his long nails. Billy looks happy and free.
My wife asked me, she said, I thought you were coming back to work because you guys would be on TV. And I said, no, just so I could talk to Billy without any interruption.
That's right. Casper, people, we will have Stugatz's weekend observations next.
Today is for doing, and today we celebrate the greatest player in the history of the National Basketball Association. In the wake of the murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, and the protests that followed, Michael Jordan and Jordan Brand announced that they will be donating $100 million over the next 10 years to organizations dedicated to promoting racial equality and social justice. The brand says that their goal is ensuring racial equality, social justice, and greater access to education. Today is for doing, and it's brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We will have a couple of people from the NFL offices who made that video really risk their jobs by making that video with Michael Thomas and Deshaun Watson and everyone else, Patrick Mahomes. But let's not waste any more time. Here are Stugatz's weekend observations.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase only at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Then he was gone. In fact, in the history of gone, no one has ever been more gone. And then, out of nowhere, after figuring out how to use modern technology and with a few simple tweets, Dan somehow, magically, Drew Brees is back.
Is he? Okay.
I was so tempted to say black.
That wouldn't have made...
Probably want to take that out. Speaking of back, after months of not seeing each other, Dan, we are back in the same room.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yes.
I don't feel like I'm in the same room as you, but we're in the same room. Dan's a big hugger. After not seeing him for months, I hope he's not expecting one when he sees me. Because he ain't getting one. Not because of COVID-19 fears, but for making me drive to South Beach to do a radio show. At least on my way home, I won't be driving directly into the teeth of protests. I'll just stay down here.
Into the teeth of protests.
Whatever.
It's a funny phrase.
Dana White, do me a favor. When you fight him, make it hurt. If you do, I'll throw in an extra $2.50. And by $2.50, I mean $2.50. I mean, it's a tax write-off. And Dan, might I recommend simply running as fast as you can into Dana's fist? Do you think Halle Berry had any idea what Michael Eaves was talking about? She certainly pretended to. Pretending to know who Dan is might be your best performance since Monsters Ball.
Highlight of my weekend was seeing Halle Berry in the middle of that.
I should have went Swordfish. Swordfish. Great flick. Only one problem with Swordfish. I've met a few computer experts in my day, and none of them, not a one, have ever looked like Hugh Jackman. They usually look like this guy Laz.
Put it on the poll. Guillermo at Levitard Show. Does the IT guy ever look like Hugh Jackman?
Outside of me, no one has parlayed not listening to his teammates into more success and popularity.
I've not seen Roy laugh like that in a month. He's just laughing at Laz, at the visual image of the pear-shaped Laz.
Then Drew Brees. Drew Brees. Not even Vince McMahon could have come up with a face-to-heel, back-to-back, possible face turn this good. A monthly tradition unlike any other. The retirement of Conor McGregor. Somehow, that basement is the only thing that comes close to humanizing Roger Goodell. In his prime, no one, and I mean no one, looked more like a college football coach than Johnny Majors. Rest in peace. The best name-look combination in college coaching history belonged to Johnny Majors. I'm not saying anything more than this, and I'm quickly sprinting away. Daryl Morey. I would have paid good money to see Hayden Fry, Johnny Majors, and Mick Cronin fight to the death. What happened? I mean, who doesn't pay for that fight?
Great fight. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Would you pay whatever it is you had to pay to see Hayden Fry and Johnny Majors and who else?
Hayden Fry, Johnny Majors, and Mick Cronin.
Fight to the death.
Michael Irvin, who recently said the Cowboys should go after Tom Brady, now says the Cowboys should give Dak Prescott back pay for his years as being underpaid. You know what that's called, Dano?
What's that called?
It's called an about-face. Brittany Breeze said, we are the problem, and we are sorry. Breeze family, some advice. Take your feet off the gas just a little bit.
They are apologizing so much.
Has any great athlete done a better job of spending their entire lives saying nothing than Dan Marino? Kirk Ferentz, after being with you for 21 years, you expect me to believe this is the first you're hearing about Chris Doyle? I'm no math major, but the law of averages suggests that there are some coaches living with a good deal of horror and fear right now. NASCAR vowed to do a better job on racial injustice. Good luck. I ask this seriously. This entire time, did the horse racing ever stop at Gulfstream Park? Did it? Several Alabama players, at least four Oklahoma State players, and at least three Auburn players tested positive for COVID-19. I mean, maybe we should all pause and rethink what the hell it is that we're doing. Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Excellent, Stugatz. It's Thank good you. To see you again. It is good to be with you again. I don't want to shower you in too much warmth. I just am fearing like you are the second wave of this. The protest has made everyone forget about social distancing. Some rebels next.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Evander Kane, Akeem Aliu, Matt Dumba, Trevor Daley, Wayne Simmonds, Chris Stewart, and recently retired NHL player Joel Ward have developed the new Hockey Diversity Alliance, an independent organization started by minorities who play professional hockey. Kevin Harvick won the NASCAR Cup Series at Atlanta for his 51st career victory. Before the race, the governing body vowed to do a better job of addressing racial injustice in the wake of George Floyd's death. And finally, Jamie Foxx's real name is Eric Marlin Bishop. The latest 30 for 30, Long Gone Summer, directed by A.J. Chinook. I don't think that's right. Chinook. I think it's Chinook. It's Chinook. Takes viewers back to the summer of 1998.
You're the worst.
It's Chinook, I mean.
Okay, can we get to these guys, please? Yeah, like, yeah, please.
You're right, you're right. You're right. Way more important.
I think the time that I get most frustrated with this is when the guests are on hold, just waiting there, and before we introduce them, you're stumbling around, pooping on your shoes.
It's definitely Chinook, I'm telling you. Definitely. Takes viewers back to the summer of 1998 when the St. Louis Cardinals' Mark McGwire and the Chicago Cubs' Sammy Sosa embarked on a chase of one of the game's most hallowed records, igniting the passion and imagination of fans and non-fans everywhere. Long Gone Summer premieres on Sunday, June 14th, 9 Eastern on ESPN and ESPN2. The film will be available to stream on ESPN Plus following the debut. Looking forward to that. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So Brandon Minter was saluted as something of a hero here, NFL manager of social video, because he put out with Michael Thomas and others that video that instigated what seemed like substantive change, at least the beginnings of it, from Roger Goodell publicly. And he is asked to come on here with Jerick Walker because he's been getting, I'm assuming, he's been getting a lot of the attention, but there are a lot of people behind the scenes that made this happen. So a first question to both you guys, and thank you for joining us. How old are you guys?
Go ahead, Brendan. Hey. Yes, thank you. Appreciate y'all having us on the show. And my name is Brendan Minter. I am 27 years old.
And Jerick, how old are you?
I am 31 and getting younger.
All right. The reason I asked the question is because this was awfully brave, what it is that you guys did. First for you, Jerick. Brandon, please explain to us what happened here, first of all, for those who don't know.
Sure. So, you know, at this point, I'm sure that many of us have seen this video of 20-something NFL stars coming together and sharing their voice. What happened here was years in the making, right? This has taken years of work from NFL employees, specifically black NFL employees, pushing back against the league internally and laying that foundation down. And this video that came out was just a catalyst for that change, in my opinion, that, you know, took those voices of the players, took those voices of black NFL employees, and lifted them up, right, and made sure that everyone is being heard here.
Jerick, how were you and others helpful here in terms of what was happening, and did you worry at all that Brandon might be risking his job?
You know, so I think, you know, and I've only been with the league now for 7 months, and kind of when this whole thing happened, you know, I saw it as an opportunity to speak up. And there were so many people that were speaking on these things, which was really special and really pushing our leadership to make sure that we do the right thing and go in the right direction. And, you know, specifically, I know about our team and then also the Black Employee Network, which Brendan alluded to earlier, really has been pushing for years to create this change. And I mean, that video really was able to kind of bring it all together and amplify the voices of so many.
Brandon, specifically, can you take us through the details? And Jerick, I don't think you answered the question. Were you the back part?
No,
excuse
right.
me. The back part.
Yeah.
Were you worried that Brandon was risking his job?
You know, Brandon, he was so cool and collected once he realized that he made it. And I think a lot of us felt very strongly about the topic and about making the right move, that we were all kind of willing to put our necks on the line to make something happen. And I think what Brendan did is admirable. And, you know, I will call him a wild man for the rest of my life.
Brandon, were you worried? Were you worried that you were risking your job?
Yeah. From the start of this, I definitely was worried. But as I've said many times before, I was completely at peace with that decision if it boiled down to it.
Did you ever tell your bosses? And if so, when did you tell your boss?
Yeah, so I told my direct boss, Justin Anderson, who, so Wednesday night when I reached out to Mike Thomas, it was actually Justin, his wife Laura's anniversary, right? And so I didn't really want to bother him. I said, hey, I need to talk to you first thing in the morning. And so when we both woke up, we had a good conversation, right? And he was incredibly supportive of the message. And, you know, he had to escalate that. But, you know, at its core, I felt that support from him. And that was super important.
Jerick, why were you laughing at that?
Well, because when how we found out, or how I found out, and a couple others, was actually after the video had already came out. And, you know, seeing it and hearing it, one, I mean, it was so powerful. You couldn't help but get excited and kind of feel a fire within you. But also the fact that, you know, the voices that were pushing were also coming out of this video, but through the athletes, which for me was special. And Brendan was so nonchalant. Like, he was just like, you guys ready for the reveal? And he was like, we made the video. And then so it was really cool to, I mean, that was when I realized, it was in that moment I realized that he was a wild man. And so that's why I laughed.
Jerick, did you, when the league came out with its statement, your reaction was what to the commissioner of your league saying we've been wrong?
I was ecstatic. I had felt that it was a long time coming. And I mean, one, you know, for a brand as big as the NFL to be vulnerable and to, you know, have accountability and, you know, apologizing, I think speaks volumes. And then also to say Black Lives Matter and to say that the NFL wouldn't exist without the Black community, without Black people rather, was, I couldn't help but just get up from my seat and just cheer with excitement. And I mean, when it went out, the amount of phone calls that I received from, you know, family and my, you know, friends from within the Black community and how much that meant to them, it was really special. Really special.
How about your reaction, Brandon, when it happened? How emotional were you?
You know, I was incredibly emotional. It's been a exhausting week emotionally, an exhausting season. And you know, it was really great to see. You know, I was so proud that finally those voices have been heard and acknowledged and supported.
Jerick, do you wish the commissioner had said Colin's name in his message?
Such a tough spot.
I know.
I mean, what did you just do to the poor guy?
But Jerick, you released a video. Like, you're
no,
good,
but,
man.
No, but God, what are you doing?
A tough spot.
Hey, my personal opinion, yes, but I think there's more there that, you know, more than I know there. But I don't see that being something that's impossible.
Thank you guys for what you did, and thank you for being on with us. Did you guys have to get permission to even do these interviews? Or you're not just rogue renegade rebels, right? Like, you can't just go on an interview tour. And, like,
they're doing it.
They are doing it, but who ordered the code red?
Hey, well, have we done anything wrong here?
No.
Stugatz tried to get you to do something.
It was
wrong.
Listen, I feel terrible, Jerick. It was such a bad spot I put you in. Terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. I mean,
I did laugh. A couple drops of sweat came down. I know this is radio. No comment. I know you can't go back, but yeah.
Well, thank you for what you did, guys, and thank you for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.